Studio 360.
Here in Studio 360, we like hearing from listeners about particular works of art and entertainment that somehow changed their lives. We call it the aha moment. And in keeping with our Mother's Day theme, we'll hear now from one of our listeners in Boston named Beth Greenspan. If you looked in Beth's purse, you'd find a scrap of paper she's carried around for a decade. It's a poem by Mary Carr called Entering the Kingdom.
When my son was about 10, or maybe a little older, but about 10 years old, he started to move beyond being a little boy. And I started to notice in him the signs that he was moving into adolescence. You know, I noticed that his wrists were starting to get thicker. His hands were starting to look bigger. He wasn't small anymore in the same way. If I held his hand, it was actually almost the size of my own hand, maybe still a little bit smaller, but clearly change was coming and that we were on the cusp of leaving one early phase of his life and coming into the next phase. At about that time, my mom, I think, found this poem by Mary Carr in the New Yorker magazine, and she clipped it and sent it to me. And of course, the moment I received it, it was as if someone had given me a map and painted a picture for me of where we were going. The poem is called Entering the Kingdom, and it's by Mary Carr. As the boy's bones lengthened and his head and heart enlarged, his mother one day failed. I'm sorry, I can't do it without crying, so you're just going to have to be patient with me. I'm going to try to get through it all. Okay, here we go. As the boy's bones lengthened and his head and heart enlarged, his mother one day failed to see herself in him. He was a man then, radiating the innate loneliness of men. His expression was ever after beyond her. When near sleep, his features eased toward childhood. It was brief. She could only squeeze his broad shoulder. What could she teach him of loss, who now inflicted it by entering the kingdom of his own will? As a parent, your job from the minute your child is born is actually to create an exit ramp away from you. And it's what has to happen, it's what must happen, it's what every parent wants to have happen. And yet at the same time, you find that you long for what was.
That's our listener, Beth Greenspan, talking about Mary Carr's poem, Entering the Kingdom. Anne Hepperman produced it. So what's the poem or movie or song or YouTube video or whatever that actually altered the trajectory of your life? Tell us, and maybe we'll feature you on the show as well. Send a voice memo or email about your aha moment to incoming@studio360.org.